Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming unemployment unchanged at 2.9% in September 2023. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Research and Planning section of the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services reported today that the state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate remained unchanged from August to September at 2.9%. Wyoming's unemployment rate was much lower than its year-ago level of 3.8% and lower than the current U.S. rate of 3.8%. Seasonally adjusted employment of Wyoming residents fell slightly from August to September. However, compared to a year ago, employment was up by 7,745 people, or 2.7%. From August to September, most county unemployment rates followed their normal seasonal pattern and fell modestly. The largest decreases occurred in Fremont, down from 3.2% to 2.7%, Bighorn County, from 3.2% to 2.7%, Platte County, down 2.9% to 2.5%, and Crook County, down 2.3% to 1.9%. In September 2023, unemployment rates were lower than their year-ago levels in every county of the state. The highest unemployment rates in September 2023 were found in Sublette and Sweetwater counties, each at 2.9%. The lowest unemployment rates were reported in Teton County at 1.5% and Weston and Crook counties at 1.9%. Total non-farm employment in Wyoming, not seasonally adjusted and measured by place of work, rose from 290,800 in September 2022 to 297,800 in September 2023, an increase of 7,000 jobs or 2.4%. October unemployment data will be released on November 20th, 2023. Game and Fish asks hunters for help with CWD monitoring. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department needs help from hunters this fall to collect lymph node samples from deer and elk for chronic wasting disease tested in focused monitoring hunt areas across Wyoming. Hunters play a critical role in helping game and fish understand the disease and achieve CWD monitoring goals. Since 1997, Wyoming Game and Fish has been monitoring the distribution and prevalence of chronic wasting disease to better understand how this disease affects the health of Wyoming's deer and elk populations. According to Game and Fish, this disease has now been identified in most of Wyoming. Continued monitoring of CWD over time is important to help understand the potential impacts of the disease as well as evaluate management actions for deer and elk. This will be a challenge as collecting samples for valid estimates of prevalence requires large sample sizes in focused areas across the state. The Game and Fish Wildlife Health Laboratory has limited testing capacity to monitor CWD across the entire state, so focused sampling will rotate hunt areas each year. Hunters are very important in helping understand CWD and achieving monitoring goals. Game and Fish is asking if you harvest a deer or elk in certain hunt areas, please submit a sample for testing to help achieve their goals. Hunters outside of this year's focused surveillance areas can still submit a sample for testing. For a complete list of areas samples are needed, visit wgfd.wyo.gov. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shalane.